looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Before God created heaven and earth, what was his purpose? What did he do then?
There was no purpose, as though something outside of himself were to give that. But what he did was he was communing in the intertrinitarian relationship. The Trinity is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So God was in perfect communion with himself in the members of the Godhead for eternity.
Number 5.
A Christian could not be a homosexual, which I know is correct.
Technically, it's not true, because
okay.
It's like
please
saying
inform.
A Christian can't be, you know, lustful. Well, I'm sorry, Christians are lustful. It doesn't mean your lust doesn't mean you're a Christian or not. And you can have people okay. who are homosexual and they're attracted to the same sex people, but know that it's wrong and are rebelling against it. And so in that sense, yeah, they can be Christian. They're struggling. They've judged it as sin. They're having troubles.
I can see where a gay individual is repenting, but I just couldn't see that they're saying that them being gay is okay in the body of Christ.
Yeah. Practicing homosexuality? No. That's not acceptable.
Number 4.
It was a Baptist church. The only problem with that is that they required a membership. So I'm kind of confused about that, why we would need a membership to be a part of a church family.
Well, first of all, church membership is not in the Bible. It's not found in the Bible. There's nothing in the scriptures that says that an individual has to sign on the dotted line, go through classes, and then become an official member of a local body. It just doesn't exist. The requiring it of you is optional. That's something that you just have to decide if you're going to submit to.
And it's just kind of disappointing because, you know, with everything going on now, and then restrictions, of course, but gosh, where do you find a place to worship anymore that is even worth going for?
What you do is you go to CARM and you look up the article, What to Look For in a Church. And you go through the yellow pages or you look online, whatever, and you call up the churches and you interview them over the phone. Do you affirm women pastors? Do you affirm homosexuality? You know, they say, of course we don't affirm those things. Great. What do you think of Kenneth Copeland? You know, Joyce Meyer. Oh, they're
right.
Great. Click.
Number 3.
You're asking why do the countries of the world basically hate Israel?
Yeah.
One of the reasons, I believe, is because of when the Jews crucified Christ and Pilate wanted to release Jesus. And he said, what should we do with Jesus who's called Christ? They said, crucify him. And he said, why? What evil has he done? But they kept shouting all the more, saying, crucify him. When Pilate saw what he was doing, this is innocent blood. And the people said, his blood shall be on us and our children. And so some people think that this is one of the reasons that Israel has had such a hard time is because of that. And because they represent the people of God and the great miraculous work of God as a nation in history, and they're visibly here, it's a threat to people's atheism, agnosticism, and self-righteousness.
Number 2.
The thing that I have a question about is the sorcery, because they say in the Greek, it's translated, the word is pharmakia. So my question is it saying that like pharmaceutical drugs are like sorcery? Like,
no. How it worked back then is people would use drugs for mind-altering things in their religious ceremonies. And that's not what we're doing. You know, when you take aspirin, you take morphine, you take whatever, that's not pharmakia in the sense of sorcery. It's not sorcery. And so sorcery is just another way, with pharmakia and the drug use in connection with it, is another way of bringing about an altered state of consciousness that then opens up to the spiritual realm for oppression. And more, it's infiltrating the Christian church. The idea of altering the mind by concentrating on a particular object or thing, this is occultism, it's sorcery.
Number one!
So you think Jesus was a black guy, okay? Is that important?
I think it is important. And the reason why I think it's important is this. If we go to Christianity or we go to the Catholic Church, the first thing that they have is a picture of white Jesus. Now, why is that white Jesus there?
If I deny that Jesus was black, can I be a Christian? Can I be saved of my sins?
I don't know. That's not up to me.
So then so my salvation is dependent upon my belief in a racist idea of Jesus' skin color.
You're
making too much noise.
Commandments, that's what your salvation is.
Keeping the commandments?
Your salvation.
Are you keeping the commandments?
Correct. I keep what I can to the best of my ability.
Oh, so you're not keeping the commandments. You don't keep
them. I do keep the commandments to the best of my abilities. What
that
I
means,
know I can
no.
keep, I keep.
No, you're supposed to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do you do those?
Correct, I do.
Oh, you do?
But
with all your heart?
For instance,
you love God with all your heart?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. So there's no room for improvement with you in loving God.
There's always room for improvement. Every
well, then it's not.
Short,
then it's not with all your heart.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say that you...
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.